Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme education. Lesson 9. The Church and Education. Summary. In my back there is a painting. A painting by Maximilian Janče, piece of art. It shows Martin Luther being on the Wartburg, a castle in Germany, in Thuringia. And there in 1522, from 1521 to 1522, he was there as a captive, but for his safety. So the nobility, the leader of the country where he lived in, he ordered that Luther is taken there so that no one can attack him. Because on the Diet at Worms, he was declared as a person who can be killed from anybody. Whoever wants to kill him, go ahead. So this prince took him into this castle that he saved there. But he was like a prisoner. He could not leave, not go out for a time. And during this time, he wrote and wrote and wrote. He had nothing to do. Therefore, he wrote about his visions. And then he got the idea, oh, the people whom I address, they hear me, they hear my vision, but they should have a chance to experience the same what I have experienced when I studied the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Because he became a new person when he began studying the Word of God. And he experienced such a joy, and therefore he got visions, and he told the people, and they caught the vision. And he thought, everybody must know it. So I reach only those who come to church in Wittenberg, in Saxon. But what about those who can't come there? They should read by themselves. So he got the vision, I must translate the Bible into the mother tongue of this people, the German language, which did not exist at that time. I mean, there were many dialects of the German language. And because of Luther's translation of the original Greek and Hebrew Bible into the German language, he formed a new language for all the German people. They read all the same words, and then they spoke in the same words. So that we have a German language as we have it today. It happened there in 1522, and in September, the New Testament in Deutsch, German, appeared. That's my mother tongue. I used the translation of him, so not the one of 1522. It has been revised very often afterwards. Look at it, at his eyes. How Maximilian, the artist, painted these eyes. Do you see the desire to produce something for the people that helps them to understand God? That there is a desire that this vision, everybody should read this word, that this vision is fulfilled. And therefore, he sat there. And in a few weeks, he translated the New Testament completely. Try just to copy by hand the New Testament in the time, in the amount of time when Luther translated it into a language. He had to find words which all can understand in all the different dialects of Germany. And the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation, as the original name was at that time. He had a vision, and his vision went around the world, the Reformation. Thanks to the Holy Spirit, who worked in Martin Luther.